126th annual Westminster Dog Show begins today at Madison Square Garden in New York City. 2,500 dogs will be competing for one of the highest honors in the canine world, Best in Show. NPR's Ketzel Levine will be there. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What are you doing at a dog show?
Well, believe it or not, if there's anything I actually love more than plants, it is these four-legged beasts. Over the last few days, I have seen all manner of blow-dried specimens walking around West 32nd Street. And, you know, everyone knows this is a beauty pageant because the only effort a dog really has to make to win here is to look good. There are no agility trials, no obedience contests, just dogs that perfectly embody their breed's standard.
Are there favorites?
Oh, yeah, there are a handful of favorites. I've heard a lot of buzz about a Kerry Blue Terrier. It's a medium-sized slate-gray dog with an extremely striking hairdo. It's a closely clipped body and a long-haired, nearly obscured face. I am also hearing about a particular St. Bernard. I talked with a breeder just yesterday, a woman named Judy Gabriel. Now, she does not own St. Bernards, but she is completely besotted with one of the ones here. Let me play you a piece of tape from that conversation.
This dog just walked in the ring and you couldn't take your eyes off of him. This is one dog that you should watch. You should look for him because you may never see another dog like this in its lifetime. And when he comes in, it makes your heart just beat extra.
You got 2,500 dogs under one roof.
I can't wait.
So how do they stay focused?
Well, I got a one-word answer for you. Food. Show dogs are completely food-driven. They don't move if they aren't motivated by the promise of food. One well-known handler here, Joe Waterman, who has been showing dogs at Westminster for 40 years, told me that the best dog handlers are the ones who use their liver treats with finesse.
The judge has only got 2.5 minutes to examine the dog, and a lot of people make the mistake to overbait the dog. They're feeding the dog too much, or they're flashing the liver in front of the dog, and by the time the dog or the handler needs the extra sparkle out of the dog's already bored.
Now, as any dog owner knows, Bob, obedience outside the ring is pretty optional with a lot of dogs. And a lot of us dog people have learned to, well, let's say, accommodate our own pets' idiosyncrasies. I met Mary Jean Milner, who is an extremely successful breeder with a passion for Briards, which is not what you'd call a low-maintenance dog.
They're big and hairy, which you gotta like hair, and they're very independent dog, and I kind of like having, you know, you dog you tell to sit, and they say, not in this lifetime. And I love teenagers, so I have Briards instead of teenagers. It's perfect.
Well, besides being big and hairy, what's a Briard?
Well, it is a large 65-pound beast. They come in a couple of colors, fawn, black, or gray. They've got slightly wavy hair, and you could mistake it for some sort of sheepdog. I'll tell you, unless you are really up on all 159 breeds and varieties represented here, it is easy to get confused. The judging, by the way, starts this morning, and the winner will be announced tomorrow night.
NPR's Ketzel Levine at the Westminster Dog Show in New York.